This is the FM Gold channel of All India Radio. In the program Countrywide, tonight we bring you an interview with Kalpana Awasthi, Director General, National Productivity Council. The interviewer is Aditi Tandon, journalist.
Every year, February 12th is marked as the Productivity Day to note the formation of the National Productivity Council. And the following week is celebrated as the Productivity Week, where the National Productivity Council engages all stakeholders on themes that are relevant to contemporary times. Last year's theme was Ease of Doing Business for Higher Productivity, and this year's theme is very interesting, From Waste to Profits through Reduce, Recycle and Reuse. Ms. Awasthi, what is the idea behind this theme?
This year, actually, we chose this particular topic of From Waste to Profits to Reduce, Recycle and Reuse as a theme because we felt that productivity cannot just be measured in terms of enhancement, in terms of capital productivity, labor productivity, but also in terms of technology productivity, in total factor productivity, etc. In today's context, the important thing is cost reduction through waste minimization. And this is an important element of the UN Sustainable Development Goals, that we have to reach higher standards of living with better efficiency and resource utilization. So it is in this context that we felt that India has a growing demand for various products. So we have to be sensitive right in the beginning towards how our consumption patterns are so that we are able to engage in a blue economy, which is focused on reduce, recycle and reuse.
One of your mandates at NPC is to draw the attention of stakeholders towards productivity tools and techniques which are relevant to contemporary times. Globally, all major economies are now waking up to the need for innovation, research and development and sustainable development, which you just mentioned, in enhancing productivity. Now, can you pinpoint specific areas for our country going forward, which will be your thrust points?
For the purpose of improving our global competitiveness. In this respect, I would think it would have to be a multi-pronged approach. The first thing is through the dissemination of information, because there is a lack of dissemination. There's a very lack of broadcasting of the major issues in this area. The second thing is then we have to choose this particular sectors where we have a certain competitive advantage to narrow cast on them and to focus on them to improve productivity of labor, capital, technology and waste minimization. So this is the major area which I assume that we'll have to focus on.
Ms. Awasthi, India's ranking in the Global Competitiveness Index for 2016-17 has improved remarkably over the past few years. We stand at a very formidable 39th number in the world list now, out of 138 economies that were studied. What do you think brought us there?
The first thing is that the focus on infrastructure, on institutions, that was the major area where we started really focusing on, and as a result of it, the infrastructure, the efficiency in terms of health projects and primary education, secondary education, etc., I think that has given a big push to this particular area. And the other important thing is also in terms of innovation, that we have moved from the Jugaad kind of innovation to frugal innovation, where we are trying to systematize it through the startup initiative of the government. So I think all these factors have collectively contributed towards the enhancements in the global positioning of India.
A very important sector of the economy is the small and medium enterprises. We saw how in the Union Budget the Finance Minister gave major tax cuts to this sector. And we've had a little difficult period financially in terms of demonetization efforts of the government, although the remonetization drive is now on and the finance minister has allayed fears that the growth dip will continue beyond a certain point. He's made it clear that it will be only a matter of 2 quarters. How do you look at the impact of demonetization and tax swaps that the government has given to MSME?
See, I would think the major thrust of the government has been on strengthening the inherent, innate capabilities of the MSMEs. And for this, I think the National Productivity Council has been associated in a very positive manner. There is this Lean Competitiveness Cluster Scheme, Lean Manufacturing Competitiveness Cluster Scheme, wherein the actual hand-holding of the MSMEs is taking place. And there we are able to impact quite a few of the clusters and actually show them tangible results. Initially, they are a little reluctant on adopting the modern practices of lean manufacturing and MFCA and other tools. But once they've adopted, they are asking for LMCS Plus. So the point is that we have to work towards not only towards the tax element, but the internal reform in terms of better manufacturing practices, which are not costly, let me assure you that, but it's just a way of working, and quality doesn't cost money. That is the finding that we are arriving at, that if people work in a systematic manner, it wouldn't be the element of having, you know, cutting edge technologies only to enhance the productivity, but just through that easily 15 to 35% can be assured. So I would think that the government has decided to extend this particular scheme, and we are closely associated with that, and I think that's going to make the big difference.
Ms. Arati, you just mentioned that dissemination of information is one challenge with the NPC. You also stated that a very important scheme for MSMEs is already in operation. Is there a particular way by which you reach out to the managements of MSMEs? How does a normal MSME manager or a firm owner use the scheme? Are there enough outreach programs in the country?
At the moment, we are disseminating information through two e-journals. One is the Productivity News and a journal called Productivity. So whatever the latest evidence-based research is coming forward, we are disseminating that through these professional journals. The other thing is that we have 13 regional offices, and they are also engaged in spreading the message. They are working closely with the state governments, they are working closely with the industry associations, especially the MSME association, to spread this word. But the important thing is that we would like the media to be associated in disseminating this information, that cluster formation is the biggest challenge, because in 18 months we can show a turnaround for those companies. But the point is that initial convincing them of the importance of this particular scheme, that's the most time taking. And if more people get to know about it through the broadcasting medium and saying, we will be in a better position to impact a larger number of people. Plus we are sharing all the success stories through our website also. So all the individual beneficiaries, they are recording in their own voice as to what they have achieved. So that kind of networking between the, you know, industry associations and the beneficiaries, I think that's going to be a good testimonial advertising for this particular scheme.
Although India has been the leader insofar as the emergence of economies is concerned, especially in South Asia, last year even surpassing China in the fastest growing emerging economy sector. Financial market development and technological readiness are two areas where we are lagging behind. Now, to address the technological readiness issue, the government is pushing the Digital India initiative very firmly. How is the council associated in that kind of a program?
At the moment, for the spread of the technological agenda, we are basically relying on this particular scheme which I mentioned to you about, you know, about the LMCS. On the other hand, we are also trying to associate with many more these schemes through the Zero Effect, Zero Defect also, again of the MSME Ministry. The point is that we want to spread the level of technologies, the kind of initiatives and innovations that are taking place, and sharing the best practices. So we are in the process of, you know, upgrading our website also to have all these created on a single platform so people get to know about whatever is available in that particular sector.
Ms. Awasthi, a major booster for India's productivity has been our automotive sector. You know, it has been well documented that this sector contributed 90 million jobs between 2006 and 2016. But we also equally know that the sector is struggling to adopt cutting-edge technology. For instance, our Automotive Component Manufacturers Association tells us that 21% components are still being imported from China. Similarly, our export component, 2/3 of it is traditional machine parts. So we are not quite there as far as the cutting edge technology is concerned, which is a very important indicator and pillar for enhancing competitiveness, which is an area you would be engaged with. How are we looking at automotive sector? Are your managers involved in that?
In fact, one of the clusters that we have taken up under the LMCS is of automotive component manufacturers clusters. So whatever learnings we are getting from there, one is that. The second thing is that what we are trying to now push for is that the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers, they sort of mandate that whoever are their tier 1, tier 2 kind of suppliers, they should also be sort of trained in these lean manufacturing processes so that their competitiveness is enhanced and they can be integrated into the global value supply chain. That's very important. And the third thing is that we are attempting to do a greater in-depth analysis of the auto component parts manufacturers' units so that we are able to suggest to them the shop floor kind of interventions that is going to make a difference to their productivity. Instead of just talking in terms of tax, ops and others, we want to impact and dent that particular thing, that what is it that you're not doing right, which you were to improve, you can enhance your productivity and your competitiveness.
Now coming to another very important sector which is related to our productivity is the electronics sector. India has emerged as the world's third largest market for electronics. Demand for electronic goods is now cutting across classes. If you take the smartphone sector alone, you know, there's huge demand. But one refrain which is often cited in this sector is that although there is demand, there is not enough matching production capacity. What is being done on that?
I think the government has taken some initiatives in terms of the fab manufacturing capabilities. They need to be enhanced and all that. So I think the MeitY department would be a better department to comment on that exactly. But I would also think that because India will be one of the largest consumers of the electronics items, we will have to think in terms of recycling of and recovery of precious metals from these electronic waste. So I see a great potential in terms of not only the original equipment manufacturing, which is being planned through the fab manufacturing units, etc., but the important thing is also working on the recycling of these components, which I feel will create the jobs in this sector.
Are you ready for the government's Industry 4.0 agenda? Are you also laying down any competitiveness agenda for the country?
At the moment, we are trying to pitch in for creation of a center of excellence for IT for Industry 4.0, because Industry 4.0 is the integrated use of the Internet of Things to link right from the production to the customer. So we are in the process of pitching in for creation of a center of excellence. We are before the Asian Productivity Organization, of which India is a member country. And once that gets through, we are sure that, you know, we will be in a position to get the latest thinking on this emerging area and take India to better heights and make our units much more competitive and globally productive.
I wanted to understand from you, you know, what is the correlation between productivity enhancement and environmentally sustainable practices?
When it comes to sustainable development, there's this concept of green productivity, which does not necessarily mean that there is a higher cost for mitigation of the pollution that is caused and things like that. It's basically improving your energy consumption, your resource utilization in such a manner that you are constantly looking at things from the materials, the flow, the cost, and which is the MFCA concept, which is material flow cost accounting, which is an integration of the environmental as well as the economic parameters for checking on efficiency and productivity. So I think that agenda we are trying to push for, and we are requesting many of the ministries to adopt these kind of things so that they are in a position to be competitive as well as productive.
How do you think the GST, will it impact productivity?
It should be a positive stimulus for all the industries to be nudged towards better productivity and efficiency.
And do you think the demonetization drive has in any way impacted productivity?
I would not say about productivity as such, because we have not been able to collect that kind of a data. But initially there were issues with the labor which was engaged in the MSMEs, but gradually that has been taken care of.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were listening to an interview with Kalpana Awasthi, Director General, National Productivity Council. The interviewer was Aditi Tandon, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnstalks@gmail.com. Please stand by for our next special program, Surkhiyon Se Pare, in a short while from now.